A massive cleanup is underway in Southern California after severe mudslides sent rocks and debris tumbling last night under Interstate 5 north of Los Angeles. Nearly 40 miles of the freeway are still closed because of those mudslides, which were caused by flash floods. More than 100 people were stranded. Dozens of cars were abandoned. Gilbert Cortez was one of many whose car was submerged in mud.
My car got carried away almost over the side and just got high centered off of all the boulders.
And thanks to KGET-TV in Bakersfield for that sound. Dr. Greg Postel is a meteorologist with the Weather Channel. He joins us now. And Greg, what were the weather systems that led to this flash flooding?
Well, there's a powerful upper-level low-pressure system that moved in from the Pacific, and it's actually the same one that gave Texas and other parts of the Southern Plains some rain about a week ago. It just kind of found its way, did a circular motion, and then came back into California and created a lot of thunderstorm activity, actually, late yesterday and last night as well. So it wasn't just a lot of heavy rain. There were some pretty big thunderstorms with hail as well.
Well, and what does the recent drought in California have to do with this? We know California's in the fourth year of a severe drought. Having lived in some of those areas, is this the story that we often hear, that the land just can't absorb the water, which is too heavy?
There is some of that, to be sure. And, hopefully this, maybe there's a silver lining here that perhaps this might mitigate some of the drought issues that California has been dealing with. But we would need a much longer sort of sequence of events in order for that to be appreciably affected. But I think perhaps over the long run, if you look down the road towards this upcoming winter and the anticipation of a strong El Nino being in place, the statistics might be aligned so that California does get some more rain than they might typically expect otherwise. So perhaps in the long run, there's some good signs that come out of all of this.
Well, the LA County Fire Inspector, David Dantic, is saying that Los Angeles residents should take this surprisingly heavy downpour, he said it was heavier than expected, as a call to prepare for this El Nino year. Remind us what the El Nino is and what that means.
Well, El Nino is strictly refers to the warming of the tropical Pacific Ocean water temperatures, but that plays a role in sort of the global weather patterns, because what it does is it moves around the thunderstorm activity in the tropics, and that can in turn deflect the jet stream around quite a bit. But every El Nino is different, and it really only accounts El Nino for, say, about 20% of the variability that you might get otherwise. So there's a lot of other things at play, and that will be in play this winter, that determine what we ultimately get. El Nino is really only a relatively small fraction of it, but still, it may indeed play a role in sort of tilting the odds towards wetter times in California. So there is a chance for that. We know that there is some linkage there. But again, I want to emphasize the point that every El Nino is different, and given an El Nino, it doesn't guarantee you anything.
Well, and you talked about different factors combining to create an El Nino. There are different factors on the ground combining to provide these disastrous results, these mudslides. We mentioned the ground being dry from the drought and can't absorb that much water. But it's also, in many parts, scarred and stripped by fire.
That's exactly right. I mean, there's been a whole lot of catastrophic events that have been sort of in place across the Southwest with the continuing drought and the weather patterns that have plagued that region for a long time. Weather is just one of them, but you mentioned sort of somewhat related to the weather would be the fires that they've also experienced. But, you know, perhaps if there's some way to look at this in a different light, maybe the rain could help with some of those.
Meteorologist Greg Postel of the Weather Channel, thank you.
Thank you very much.